Tuesday, March the 5th. I had been happy last night when I'd seen Lennon's light out at 11 and had read myself to sleep on Nicholas and Alexandra. But this morning when I went in, I found that he waked up about 2 o'clock and had worked steadily all through the night until 6. Then he'd turn out the light and slept fitfully until 7:30. Nevertheless, he was in a good humor. There's a sort of serenity that has settled on him. These last few days, things are just as bad as they could possibly be, it seems. And yet, he is calm, cheerful, and inspires confidence in those that are around him. This morning, big news. He stepped on the scales, and they teetered at 200, a little bit too heavy. Took off his glasses with a triumphant look in my direction and handed them to me, and a scale settled at 199.5. I went to the pool, had my 30 laps, walked into Jean-Louise, and back in time to join Liz and Sharon and Wolf von Eckhart in the library for lunch. Our mission was to begin exploring what I could talk about to the architects in the Northwest in June. Wolf is smart, loves his subject, urbanization, and is a good conduit through the Washington Post to educate the people of Washington on many of the problems of the city. What I particularly wanted to talk to him about was, is there anybody doing any really great shopping centers? Oh. I travel so much by helicopter, and it's very discouraging to look down and see acres and acres of cement covered with a sea of automobiles surrounding a cluster of bald, monotonous stores. I like the line from Gertrude Stein in Wolf's book, "There's no there there." No personality, character, no sense of place. And also, I wanted to ask him, because he'd said there's an absolutely great filling station, a prototype of filling stations being done in Finland, if there was anywhere in this country such an attempt being made. Yes, there was, by Mobil. He promised to find me the man in the company who was responsible for it. We also discussed the awards this spring. The First Lady's Awards for Excellence in Design or Landscaping to a business establishment, a neighborhood, a public building. I hope he'll give them some encouragement, some pat on the head. At any rate, I enjoyed him and learned something, and leaving Liz and Sharon to work longer. I dressed in my ivory chiffon strepopolis and went down to the Lincoln sitting room to meet Madame Shumatov. I approached the portrait with fear and trembling, but I must say I like it, and my sittings are actually a pleasure. Madame Shumatov is a highly entertaining talker, although she keeps right on working, and I cannot understand how she can apply her mind both to working and talking. This time, she told me about her life in Russia. She showed me a picture of her home in the Ukraine. It might have been my Uncle Harry's house in Selma, Alabama. Stately white columns, a Greek facade with beautiful shrubbery and trees. She said Russian country life was very like it is here in Virginia. She said that she had left as a very young woman with her husband, who was on a diplomatic mission for the Kerensky government, to this country. When they arrived here, they found that there was no Kerensky government. The real Holocaust had begun. And then she said the most delightful thing. "Mrs. Johnson, it is a very great privilege to suddenly be deprived of all your worldly goods." And then added in an aside, "That is, if you're 20 and in good health." They brought only the clothes for a short journey and a little jewelry. I asked her if she'd had any idea when they left of what was impending in Russia. She said not the slightest. And even when it happened, they thought everything would settle down again, and that in about 2 years they would go blithely home. The 2 hours passed swiftly. Tomorrow will be the last sitting. And then I went down to Jim Ketchum's office, looked at the wall hewn, a large canvas of very bright pumpkins. I thought it might be good in the library of a country home, but not on the second floor of the White House. Then I looked at Mrs. Truman's portrait by Greta Kimpton. It's really quite nice. We've set a date for the hanging. I talked to Mrs. Truman. Alas, she will not be here. But Margaret will. I asked her to bring all the boys. Then Ashton and I cleared my desk, a monumental job, and we both went downstairs to join Linda's party in the Blue Room. She had shown the movie of her wedding to a small group of friends and staff people who had worked so hard on it. It was, in a way, sort of a goodbye party to Washington, though nobody mentioned it. There were bridesmaids Phyllis Bonanno, Marie Famer, and Mrs. Jerry Giles, and Warren Lynn, ushers Doug Davidson and Fred Whitakus, and hosts at the wonderful parties, Tom and Mary Clark, and the Bill Deasons and the John Flemings. They had come down to spend the night. and the Jack Heights and the Averill Harriman. I'm always enormously flattered by their kindness to my children, and Marta and Stu Ross, and the Warren Woodward, with a funny story that when he got a call at 7 o'clock in the morning to ask could he get 3 trucks and 2 buses out to the airport to accommodate the press and all of their equipment by 10 o'clock, he knew that it was a campaign year. And such hard-working participants in the wedding as Bess and Liz and Tommy Atkins and Sandy Fox and Henry Haller and Mary Cartman and Bob Knudsen. It was a happy party. These two young people are very much loved. And nobody said a word about their leaving, and everybody thought about it. I stayed about an hour and then back upstairs. Linda and Chuck and the Flemings joined us presently, and we had a quiet, companionable drink. Matilda is here, attending a seminar at Johns Hopkins, some scientific thing, and she was with us, and find that Lyndon came home at a fairly reasonable hour, and was courteous and kindly, though I could tell that his mind was far away from the dinner table conversation. We'd had one small victory. The Senate had voted cloture on the civil rights debate, and it looks like now we might get a bill, including open housing. My heart goes out to him. He's working so hard, and it's a cruel prospect every way you turn. Chief Mills came, and I had a rub, and was in bed at a fairly early hour.